Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit has failed in its first attempt to launch a rocket carried by a Boeing 747 off the coast of Southern California. The inaugural launch seemed to be going well until moments after the rocket was dropped from beneath the left wing of the jumbo jet. Professor Fred Watson is Australia's first astronomer at large, and Andrew Herlinger asked him why Virgin Orbit were launching a rocket from an aeroplane.
So it's actually not, you know, it's not really about getting nearer to space, because you're only 10 kilometres up and your spacecraft is going to be at least 100 kilometres up, probably more like 200 kilometres. But launching from an aircraft, if you do have a smallish satellite, gives you incredible flexibility. That's the key thing to it. You can basically make your launch from anywhere in the world almost, and that gives you advantages in, first of all, avoiding bad weather. That's, you know, could be crippling for a launch if you're from a fixed site. But also, it gives you some choice as to where you launch, because that, depending on where you launch, kind of dictates where the spacecraft is going to go into orbit, what the inclination of the orbit will be. But it only works for relatively small payloads. I think the maximum they can handle with orbit is about 500 kilograms, so half a ton.
Richard Branson founded the Virgin Group back in the 1970s, and today controls more than 400 companies. Why has he decided to launch a test satellite into space?
This project actually goes back almost a decade. So you're right, Branson's got many, many companies, and perhaps the best known, apart from the airlines, which he founded, is Virgin Galactic, which is still on track to take space tourists up to a height of about 100 kilometres and bring them back safely to Earth. Mm. But quite a number of years ago, he spun off a new company called Virgin Orbit. And the idea is that the 747, which essentially has a pylon mounted under one of its wings with a rocket screwed to the pylon, that flies up to a height of about 10 kilometres. And then the rocket is released and flies up to orbit. The test that we're talking about today is the first time that the technology has been tested.
Do we have any idea why the project failed today?
No, not that we are aware of yet in the media. Apparently everything went really well, in the sense that the flight itself to get up to the altitude required, that was good. All the pre-launch checks were fine. The release of the rocket from the aircraft all went well. And the engine actually ignited and, you know, got going. But very soon after that, actually shut down. And I'm not sure of the details of that, whether it was shut down intentionally or whether it actually just failed. One of the things that Virgin Orbit is at pains to point out is that more usually about one in two first test launches fails. So they're right on the money. If they do another one, it should succeed.
How likely is it that Virgin Orbit will try again?
Oh, I think it's a certainty. One thing that the Branson group of companies has demonstrated is they are incredibly tenacious. Virgin Galactic kicked off not long after the prototype flight for their rocket plane, which was back in the early 2000s. They kicked off shortly after that. They've been working very hard to make suborbital tourism safe and to develop the technology. They had a real setback in 2014 when they lost a space plane and lost one of their test pilots. But Branson himself said then, you know, we will go ahead and make this work and make it safe. And actually, I've spoken to NASA insiders, including one astronaut, about Virgin Galactic, and they all have the same story, that the Virgin Galactic are doing exactly the right thing. They're taking this really seriously, because this is a new kind of venture. And if you lose a space plane and its passengers early on, then it sets the whole thing back by decades, probably.
Australia's first astronomer at large, Professor Fred Watson, ending that report from Andrew Herlinger.